天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导线节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，麦克牧师将带领我们来学习雅各书的第二章，关于如何面对生活中的困难。也许收音机前的你现在就有这样的疑问，我是基督徒，可是为什么我的命运却如此多舛，好像比那些不相信神的人更加的悲惨，而且神似乎总是不管我，把我丢在困苦中。如果你有这样的疑问的话，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目来寻找答案吧。
雅各书第一章第四节到十二节，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。卑微的弟兄升高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样。太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在他所行的事上也要这样衰残。忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Hello our listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
I am glad you tuned in for this second and most important part of the series from the book of James.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。今天是雅各书这个系列信息的第二讲，也是这卷书中最重要的部分。
We'll be talking about 12 steps for growing up.
在上次的节目里，我们谈到关于生命成长的12个步骤。
I often talk with Christians who feel that God has abandoned them.
我常常和一些自以为神已经离弃他们的基督徒谈话。
Of course, to say that is to deny God's sovereign power.
他们这么认为，其实是否认了神的主权。
To say that is to deny God's absolute control over our lives and over the world.
他们这么样认为，其实是否认了神对这个世界和我们的生活有绝对的控制权。
But the question still persists.
但他们坚持问下去。
Why does God allow suffering to the believer?
为什么神允许苦难临到信他的人呢？
Could he not stop it?
难道神不能阻止这些苦难吗？
Why do bad things happen to good people?
为什么好人不得到好报呢？
The ultimate answer is that God knows what he's doing.
答案是神知道自己的计划。
The sovereign God knows what is necessary to bring into our lives to help us grow up in Jesus Christ.
全能的神知道什么才是帮助我们在基督里成长的必要条件。
Trials that come outside of our control do not come simply because the Lord is unhappy or mad at us.
当出乎意料的试炼临到我们时，并不表示神不喜悦我们，或是对我们发怒了。
And the moment something happens, we go out crying to God, God, change things, please, while in fact, sometimes God wants to change us.
当有事发生时，我们往往向神呼求说，神啊，改变这件事吧。其实神是要改变我们。
You may be asking God to change your spouse, but God wants to change you.
也许你要求神改变你的配偶，但神的意思是要改变你。
You might want God to change your boss or your job, but probably God wants that boss there to help change things in your life.
也许你要求神改变你的老板或工作，但你有这样的老板，很可能是神要借着他来改变你的生命。
You might feel that you are in the wrong school or you have the wrong teachers, but God wants to change you.
也许你觉得你的学校不对劲儿，或你的老师有问题，但神的意思可能是要改变你。
God is trying to teach you some lessons in that very experience.
神要通过这些经历让你学习功课。
God wants us to be spiritually mature.
神要我们在灵性上成熟起来。
Jesus said in John 15 that any gardener can tell you that in order for a branch to bear sufficient fruit, they must be pruned.
在约翰福音第十五章里，耶稣提到，任何一个园丁都会告诉你，必须修剪果树，才能使枝子结更多的果子。
When the believer gets his or her branch nipped through trial, it hurts.
信徒就好像枝子那样，在试炼中受到修剪的时候，滋味不是好受的。
But it also causes us to bear fruit and have joy in the midst of trial.
然而试炼却会带给我们真实的喜乐，并且让我们结果子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because each trouble, each heartache comes with the Father's initiative to prune us.
因为每一次的伤心痛苦都伴随着天父要修剪我们的苦心。
Trials are part of the divine plan for every believer.
神对每一位信徒都有造就的计划，试炼是其中的一部分。
Some of you may say, well, I have no trials in my life. Everything is moving just fine. Thank you very much.
也许你会说，谢了。不过在我生命中没什么试炼，一切都很顺利。
Well, look out, because you are actually being tested.
你要小心，因为你正在接受试验呢。
There are four stages that every believer goes through.
每一位信徒都要经历四个阶段。
The first stage is the stage of faith.
第一个阶段是信心。
You trust God, and you go along believing in his word.
你相信神，并且相信神所说的话。
Then comes the second stage, the stage of obedience.
第二个阶段是顺服。
You obey God, and you take his word seriously, and it is the proof of your faith.
你认真的思考，并且顺服神所说的话，以此来证明你的信心。
Then what happens?
接下来是什么呢？
Then comes the third stage of blessing.
跟着就是第三个阶段，祝福。
God blesses your obedience and you are rejoicing and everything is great.
因你的顺服，神赐福给你，你也因此欢喜快乐，凡事顺利。
Then comes the next stage.
然后就是下一个阶段。
The fourth stage is the stage of testing.
第四个阶段是试验。
Blessing always leads to testing.
祝福总会导致试验。
Faith is tested for at least three reasons.
信心需要考验，至少有三个理由。
Number one, to prove whether our faith is real.
第一，证明我们的信心是否是真实的。
Second, to help our faith grow.
第二，帮助我们的信心成长。
Thirdly, to bring glory to the Lord.
第三，归荣耀给神。
With the very blessings that God is giving you, he is testing you.
神赐福给你的时候，他同时也在测验你。
Will you let the blessing lead you to live by sight?
你是不是因为神所赐的福就单凭眼见而活呢？
Will you get busy with the blessing and forget the blesser?
你是不是只注重福气而忘记了赐福给你的那一位呢？
What is our responsibility in the process of trial and testing?
在试炼和试验中，我们的责任是什么呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
Let's read it to you.
让我读给你听。雅各书第一章第四节。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
James is saying, don't rebel against the circumstances.
雅各说，不要与环境抗争。
Allow the testing process to go on to completion so that you may receive maximum benefit of God's teaching.
要让测试的步骤进行到底，这样你就可以从神的管教中获取最大的益处。
If you constantly rebel against your circumstances and all you want to do is get out of them, you will never become a mature Christian.
如果你总是抗拒你的处境，而且总是想逃避苦难，那么你永远都不能在基督里长大成人。
Is James saying to just grin and bear it?
雅各是不是要我们强装笑颜的来承受呢？
No.
不是的。
Verse 5 tells us what to do.
在第五节他告诉我们应该怎样做。请听我读雅各书第一章第五节。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
The believer has a special secret code to a safe that is full of resources that empowers you and strengthens you beyond your imagination.
基督徒都有一个保险箱的密码。这保险箱里收藏着超乎想象的丰富资源，使我们获得能力，得以坚固。
What is it?
那是什么呢？
God's wisdom.
就是属天的智慧。
God's wisdom is perhaps the greatest tool for your spiritual growth.
属天的智慧是你灵命成长最有力的工具。
That wisdom enables us to know what God is trying to do in our lives.
这种智慧让我们晓得神在我们身上所要做的是什么。
God's wisdom is the defogger for your fuzzy lenses.
属天的智慧使你模糊的视线得以清晰。
And when you ask the Lord for wisdom, you are opening yourself to learn about God's overall perspective.
而且当你向神求智慧，你就能扩展自己来认识神的全盘计划。
Many Christians never grow or mature and stay stagnant because they fail to seek God's big picture.
有许多信徒看不到神伟大的计划，以至于他们的生命停滞不前，无法趋向成熟。
They never get past their circumstances and how they can get out of it fast.
他们也就无法超越所处的环境，挣脱出来。
Wisdom is God's wide-angle lens, but you must ask for it.
属天的智慧是神的广角镜，你必须祈求才能得着。
How do you ask for wisdom in the midst of your challenging circumstances?
那么，怎样在危难中求智慧呢？
Verses 6, 7, and 8 give us the answer.
答案在第六、第七、第八节。
Of James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章六到八节。请听我读雅各书一章六到八节。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
You must ask in faith, not doubting that God can and will give it to you.
你要凭着信心求，不要疑惑， 要相信神能够也愿意赏赐给你。
Now, the person who comes to God and said to God, God, give me wisdom, and then he walks out and takes matters into his own hands and leads himself, that person is seeking wisdom and strength on his own terms.
如果一个人来到神面前说，神啊，给我智慧吧，随后他仍旧按照自己的意思和方法来行事，这个人其实是按照自己的条件来求智慧和能力的。
According to James, this person is double-minded.
按雅各的话说，这个人是心怀二意的人。
This person is vacillating between trusting and trying to go it alone.
在信靠神和靠自己的力量之间摇摆不定。
This person is hesitant.
他犹豫不决。
And godly wisdom will not come to that person.
这种人是得不到属天的智慧的。
Godly wisdom will only come when you are fully, genuinely, definitely, completely, and seriously trusting in God.
只有当你充分的、真诚的、绝对的、彻底的、并认真的信靠神的时候，你才会得到属天的智慧。
God is not honored by half-hearted commitment.
半信半疑的人不能荣耀神。
God is not honored by part-time allegiance.
不能持续的效忠，也不荣耀神。
God is not pleased when we trust him one time and doubt him the next.
神不喜悦我们对他半信半疑。
James tells us in verses 9, 10, and 11 that trials are a great leveler.
雅各在第九、第十和十一节中告诉我们，试炼就像一座巨大的水平仪。
The rich go through it and the poor go through it.
无论贫富都要经过它。
Illness shows no partiality.
疾病是没有偏见的。
Death does not discriminate.
在死亡面前，人人都平等。
When the poor Christian suffers, he is to cling to the promises of God.
贫困的基督徒受苦时，他可以抓住神的应许。
His pride is the righteousness of God.
他以神的公义为可夸的。
His high position in Christ is all that he has.
他以在基督里尊贵的地位为满足。
In verse 10, James tells us that often earthly possessions for those who have them cloud the issue.
在第十节，雅各告诉我们，对于今世丰足的人来说，财富往往是会蒙蔽事情。
Earthly possessions interfere with our fellowship with God.
属世的财富往往阻碍我们和神的关系。
They demand our attention.
他会转移我们的注意力。
They claim our affection.
他会霸占我们的心思。
And when trials come to those who have great earthly possessions, it makes things more complicated.
而且当拥有大量财富的人遇到试炼时，情况就会变得更为复杂。
We worry about losing the things which we have accumulated.
我们会担心失去那些曾经费力积蓄的财宝。
James warns us that when tough times hit, the wealthy should glory in their humiliation.
雅各警告我们，当困难临到的时候，富足人应该以降卑为荣。
They should glory in the fact that they are able to depend on the loving Father.
他们应该为了能够倚靠慈爱的天父而感到荣幸。
They should be comforted that no matter what happens,To their bank balances, God is there to lean on.
无论他们的财产有何变化，他们应该因着神是他们的倚靠而欣慰。
Because material possessions are all temporal.
因为属物质的财产都是暂时的。
The only vital, sustaining relationship that you can really rely on is your relationship with God.
只有你与神之间持久的生命连结，才是你最重要的依靠。
Because that is eternal.
因为这才是永恒不变的。
The last verse of this passage, verse 12, James tells us that we can truly rejoice in the midst of trial.
在今天信息的最后一节经文，也就是第十二节那里，雅各说，在患难中，我们可以有真实的喜乐。
That we can have victory because our victory is in Jesus and He has already won the victory.
我们可以大获全胜，因为我们的胜利是在耶稣里的，他已经得胜了。
We can have joy if we understand that God uses difficulties to produce growth.
如果我们明白神使用苦难来促使我们成长的话，我们就能够欢喜快乐。
We can praise Him for the tough times because He is working His purposes out in us.
我们可以为着苦难向神发出赞美，因为神正在我们身上实行他的计划。
So trials can be your teacher through which God helps you grow.
因此试炼可以成为神帮助你生命成长的老师。
The other alternative is you become bitter and angry and stay stagnant in your walk with God.
如果不明白神的旨意，你会发出苦毒、恼恨，以至于生命停滞不前，不能更好地与神同行。
It is my prayer that you say, Yes, Lord Jesus, teach me and help me to grow.
我为你的祷告就是，你能够向神说，是的，主耶稣，教导我。帮助我生命得到成长。
For this is the first step in growing up in Christ.
这就是在基督里生命成长的第一步。
And I pray that God will use it to enrich you and help you grow in Christ.
盼望神借着它来丰富你的生命，让你的生命在基督里成长。
Until next time, I pray for God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的鞭策与鼓励。是的，渺小的我们因看不到神伟大和全面的计划而时常自怨自哀，其实归到底都是我们把自己想得太大而忘记了神的主权。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿神怜悯我们，给予我们属天的智慧，能够单单的来信靠顺服他，从而胜过一切的试炼与试探。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的祭。